If you are working in tech right now, whether you're an engineer deep in the code or a product leader trying to map out a multi-year roadmap, you have undoubtedly felt the pain of the quadratic bottleneck.
Oh, absolutely. It's the wall everyone hits eventually.
Right, because you know the exact scenario. We all want our AI agents to handle these massive long horizon tasks. I mean, we want them processing entire enterprise code bases in a single prompt.
Or reading hundreds of financial documents all at once.
Exactly. Or maybe even keeping a continuous real-time context window open indefinitely as an always-on assistant.
Okay.
But standard transformer models, which have obviously been the undisputed kings of the AI world for years now, they hit a massive compute and memory wall the moment that context grows beyond a certain point.
Yeah, the architecture that gave us the modern AI revolution it's basically fundamentally constrained by its own design when it comes to scaling that context.
Is of standard attention mechanisms, right?
Right.
Every time you double the sequence length you're feeding the model, your compute and memory costs effectively quadruple.
Which is brutal. The standard self-attention mechanism requires the model to hold the entire history of conversation in its active memory.
It's a massive, incredibly expensive roadblock. It leads to out-of-memory errors and, well, cloud bills that make CFOs weep.
And when you scale that active memory requirement to 1 million or, 10 million tokens, the sheer volume of mathematical operations required to compare every single piece of data against every other piece, it simply breaks modern hardware.
Which brings us to the mission of today's deep dive. We're going to explore why linear time sequence modeling is the absolute hottest trend in early 2026 and how it promises to finally shatter that quadratic wall.
It's a very exciting time for this specific area of research.
It really is. And we have a fascinating stack of sources to go through today. Specifically, we are looking at two freshly published, highly anticipated papers from the prestigious ICLR 2026 conference.
Two very heavy hitters.
Yeah. The first one is called Mamba 3, Improved Sequence Modeling Using State Space Principles. And the second is Error-Free Linear Attention is a Free Lunch, Exact Solution from Continuous Time Dynamics.
Which we should probably just call EFLA for short.
Definitely going with EFLA. So both of these papers are tackling that exact same scaling roadblock head-on, but from beautifully different angles. Okay, let's unpack this to really understand why these new architectures are causing such a stir in the engineering community. We really need to understand the baseline.
Right, the foundation.
Yeah. What exactly are linear attention and state space models, or SSMs, fundamentally trying to do differently than a standard transformer?
So to understand the shift, we need to completely change how we think about processing information. Standard transformers look at a sequence of data, say a paragraph of text, and explicitly compare every single word to every other word.
The token by token comparison.
Exactly. Linear attention and state space models flip that paradigm entirely. Instead of making those distinct comparisons, they treat sequence processing as a continuous time dynamical system.
Okay, continuous time. How should we visualize that?
Imagine a physical system, like a fluid flowing through a pipe or a complex signal traveling through an electrical circuit. It evolves naturally over time. These models compress the entire history of the sequence into a fixed size internal state, and they update that state dynamically as new information arrives.
Oh, so they aren't looking back at the whole history every single time.
Precisely. And the beauty of this approach is that updating this fixed state takes linear time, and the memory footprint remains entirely constant.
Wow.
Yeah. Whether you are on word 10 or word 10 million, the memory requirement does not grow.
Which sounds like the absolute holy grail for anyone building AI products. Constant memory and linear compute means you can theoretically process infinite context.
Theoretically, yeah.
But as anyone who has actually tried to put the first wave of these linear models into production knows, it hasn't been entirely smooth sailing. There was a lot of hype, but also a lot of friction.
Prior linear models, like Mamba 2 or Gata DeltaNet, they successfully reduced the time and memory complexity. That was a massive architectural achievement. But when deployed in the real world, they eventually hit a wall when it came to generation quality and numerical stability. This was particularly evident over very long sequences or in noisy environments where the data wasn't perfectly structured.
Right. They could be incredibly fast on the inference side, but sometimes they just felt fragile. If you threw complex, multi-step reasoning tasks at them or asked them to track variables deep in a massive code base, they would hallucinate or just completely lose the plot.
What's fascinating here is the mathematical root cause of that fragility. When you look closely at the underlying mechanics of those previous linear attention models, they are essentially using what is called a first-order Euler discretization.
A first-order Euler discretization?
Yes. They used it to approximate those continuous time dynamics we just talked about. They were taking mathematical shortcut to estimate how the system should evolve.
Let me give that a real-world analogy so you can picture exactly what is going wrong under the hood. Imagine you are trying to draw a beautifully smooth, continuous curve on a massive piece of paper, but you are only allowed to use large, straight, jagged lines to do it.
That's a great way to picture it.
You draw a straight line, you estimate where the curve should be going, you change the angle, you draw another straight line, and so on. If you are only tracking a short distance, those straight lines approximate the curve well enough.
Right, the error is negligible at first.
But over a really long distance, or if the curve starts changing wildly, what the researchers call high energy inputs, those tiny little approximation errors start to accumulate. And eventually, your jagged line is nowhere near the actual smooth curve.
Exactly. And in these models, this leads to something called state explosion, where the internal math literally breaks down.
And if you're an engineer or product leader listening to this, that jagged line math quirk translates directly into your deployment headaches.
It is the exact reason why those earlier linear models struggled with noisy data. They were trying to numerically integrate a stiff, complex equation using an insufficient low-order integration scheme.
The errors literally piled up step by step.
Until the model's internal state degraded and it lost the thread of the context entirely.
Which brings us to our second source today, the EFLA paper. Because if that Euler approximation, those jagged straight lines, is the fundamental problem breaking these models in production, EFLA introduces a mathematical free lunch that solves it entirely.
And it does this without adding a single new parameter to the model.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Wait, if EFLA is calculating an exact continuous time solution, doesn't that usually require computing incredibly complex matrix exponentials?
It does, yes.
But that kind of math usually takes massive compute power. Doesn't doing that completely destroy the linear time efficiency we are trying to achieve in the first place?
It normally would, and that exact assumption is what kept researchers relying on approximations for so long. If you try to calculate exact matrix exponentials naively, it requires qubit compute time relative to the dimension size.
You would be right back to melting your servers and spiking your cloud costs.
Exactly. The true breakthrough of the EFL8A paper is that the researchers bypassed that low-order estimation entirely by moving to an infinite order limit.
The RK infinity limit.
Yes. They found a way to calculate the exact closed form solution to the underlying continuous time equation. They aren't approximating the dynamics anymore. They are capturing them perfectly.
But how did they do that without triggering that cubic compute cost?
They realized a crucial algebraic trick. The dynamics matrix in these specific attention models isn't just any random dense matrix. It has what is known mathematically as a rank one structure.
Rank one. Okay, what does that mean in practical terms?
Without getting bogged down in the deep algebra, it essentially means the data within that matrix is perfectly proportional. Because of this specific rank one property, the researchers were able to compress this massive three-dimensional level calculation down into a flat, linear time computation.
So they get the exact error-free solution.
And they can fully parallelize the computation from modern hardware.
And reading through the paper, they have serious empirical proof to back this up. They ran EFLA through an absolute gauntlet of stress tests to prove the state explosion issue was fixed.
They did. They used a task called SMNIST.
Which basically means feeding the model image pixels sequentially, one by one, and they threw everything at it. They used high-intensity input scaling, pixel dropout to simulate missing data, and additive Gaussian noise.
And where the baseline DeltaNet model rapidly collapsed under the interference and failed the task, EFLA held perfectly strong.
Because it simply does not suffer from that error accumulation. There is no error to accumulate.
The empirical results translate beautifully to large-scale language modeling as well. The researchers tested this architecture at the 340 million and 1.3 billion parameter scales.
Pretty significant sizes for testing a new architecture.
Definitely. And EFLA consistently beat the baseline models on zero-shot reasoning benchmarks like Lambda and BoolQ.
On the BoolQ benchmark specifically, which tests complex Boolean logic and reading comprehension, they recorded a massive 7.4% absolute increase in accuracy just by swapping to this error-free mathematical foundation.
It's a huge leap.
But wait, if the model establishes these perfect, stable representations that quickly without any error, doesn't that make it incredibly finicky to actually train? I'd imagine the optimization process behaves completely
It
differently.
does behave differently, which is why there's a crucial engineering tip buried in the methodology section of the paper.
Let's hear it.
Because EFLA uses the key norm as an exact dynamic gate. It establishes those stable representations almost immediately. But the side effect is that the model actually saturates near convergence much faster than a standard model.
It slows down its own optimization.
Right. To counteract this and keep the model responsive and learning during the training phase, you actually have to force a significantly larger learning rate.
How much larger?
The researchers suggest something around 3 times 10 to the negative third. If you use a conservative standard learning rate, you will actually degrade the performance of the model.
Okay, so EFLA solves the underlying math. It proves we can have mathematically perfect, error-free, linear attention. But as a product leader, I know that mathematical elegance on a whiteboard doesn't automatically mean a model runs fast on my actual physical GPUs in an AWS data center.
That is the ultimate test.
Right. How does the Mamba 3 paper address the hardcore physical hardware side of this?
Mamba 3 takes a deeply practical, inference-first approach to the architecture. The researchers essentially asked, how do we methodically fix the known algorithmic weaknesses of previous state space models while absolutely maximizing physical hardware efficiency?
And they came up with three core upgrades to the Mamba architecture.
Yes. First, they address the discretization problem we just discussed, but they do it differently than EFLA. Instead of going for the infinite order exact solution, they move to a generalized trapezoidal discretization.
That's a second order approximation, doesn't it?
Exactly. So while it's not mathematically perfect like EFLA, it is a massive step up in expressivity and accuracy over the first order approximations used in Mamba 2. It strikes a different balance between theoretical perfection and practical implementation.
The second upgrade is the one that really caught my eye. The paper details a move to complex value dynamics. In plain English, this gives the model the ability to essentially rotate its attention, keeping track of highly specific logic rules over thousands of words.
Which is exactly why older linear models failed so miserably at complex coding tasks. Historically, a massive glaring weakness for any linear model has been state tracking.
Yeah, if you ask a linear model to keep track of a specific variable through a massive code base or follow a strict set of formal logic rules, the fixed state would get muddy and lose the specific detail.
By introducing these complex value dynamics, the model can capture rotational dynamics that real-valued systems simply cannot represent. The paper proves this is actually mathematically equivalent to applying data-dependent rotary position embeddings, or ROPI, directly into the state update.
That's fascinating.
In their tests, Mamba 3 achieved near 100% accuracy on formal tasks like parity and modular arithmetic, where previous linear models basically failed entirely.
But the third upgrade is the real hardware play. It's an architectural change called MIMO, which stands for multi-input, multi-output.
This is the big one.
Let me give a quick analogy for this one. Think of how standard linear models load data from the GPU memory like a delivery truck. Standard models were sending a massive, expensive delivery truck to the warehouse to pick up one tiny package at a time.
Very inefficient.
The truck is mostly empty, you are wasting gas, and the driver is just going back and forth endlessly. MIMO waits, groups a whole pallet of packages together, and fills the truck completely before making the trip. The GPU does way more math per trip to the memory bank.
That is exactly what is happening at the silicon level. To understand why MIMO matters, you have to understand a harsh reality of GPU computing, the theory versus practice trap.
Right.
Just because an algorithm is theoretically linear time on paper does not mean it runs blazingly fast on actual hardware. In standard linear attention, the decoding phase is heavily memory bound.
Meaning the processors are just waiting around.
Yes. The ultrafast computation cores on an H100 GPU are literally sitting there idle, twiddling their thumbs, waiting for data to be fetched from the GPU's high bandwidth memory.
Because the standard mathematical operation, usually single vector outer products, is too simple.
Exactly. It doesn't give the compute cores enough actual math to do to hide the latency of fetching the data.
Which means you're paying top dollar for cloud compute that isn't even being fully utilized. Because it maximizes the arithmetic intensity on the GPU, MIMO ensures you are getting more actual thinking per dollar spent on your AWS bill without slowing down the time to first token.
By switching to matrix updates instead of vector math, MIMO ensures the GPU cores are saturated. The model executes vastly more complex thinking, vastly more floating point operations, without increasing the actual state size or slowing down the wall clock decode time.
That's brilliant.
The whole physical process was previously just waiting on memory fetches anyway, so Mamba 3 essentially gets this extra compute power for free.
And the benchmark results for Mamba 3 reflect this hardware synergy perfectly. The researchers built models ranging from 180 million up to 1.5 billion parameters.
And they ran a Pareto frontier analysis.
Yeah, which looks at the crucial trade-off between model quality and actual inference cost. Mamba 3 dominates the landscape there. For you systems and DevOps folks listening, Mamba 3's decode speeds actually beat highly optimized production-grade transformer engines like VLLM.
It is a masterclass in co-designing the algorithm with the underlying hardware constraints in mind from day one. They didn't just write elegant math, they wrote math that silicon actually likes to execute.
Okay, so we have EFLA proving we can have mathematically perfect, error-free linear attention without the compute penalty. And we have Mamba 3 proving we can engineer state space models that max out physical GPU efficiency and finally nail complex logic tracking.
It's quite the combo.
I have to ask the tough question on behalf of every skeptical engineer listening to this right now. If these new architectures are so blazing fast, mathematically sound, and hardware efficient, do they finally beat standard transformers at absolute everything? Are we ripping out every standard self-attention layer in our tech stacks today?
If we look honestly at the rigorous testing in the sources, the answer is a definitive no.
No.
We are not ripping out self-attention entirely. Pure fixed-state linear models and pure-state space models still trail transformers in one highly critical area deep, needle-in-a-haystack retrieval tasks.
Right, which is arguably the most important task for enterprise use cases right now. If you are building a retrieval-augmented generation system,
right,
or a RAG, you need the model to read a massive legal contract and find the one single indemnification clause buried on page 42.
Precisely. A pure linear model, by definition, compresses all of that context into a fixed-size state. It is a lossy compression.
Some details just get smoothed over.
But a standard transformer's key-value cache, its active memory, grows explicitly with every single token it processes. For raw, high-fidelity recall of highly specific information buried deep in a massive sequence, that growing explicit memory of the transformer architecture is still demonstrably superior.
But the Mamba 3 paper doesn't just admit this weakness and move on. They lean into what is rapidly becoming the ultimate 2026 trend to solve this specific enterprise bottleneck.
Hybrid architectures.
Exactly.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture of how AI is being deployed right now, this is the most pragmatic and exciting takeaway from the research. The Mamba 3 team took their 1.5 billion parameter model and mixed their highly efficient linear layers with standard transformer self-attention layers at a 5-to-1 ratio.
So for every 5 blazing fast Mamba layers, you insert one standard heavy-duty explicit attention layer. And reading the results of that hybrid approach, it is an absolute game changer. They tested this hybrid architecture on real-world complex retrieval data sets like SWDE and FDA.
And the performance was incredible.
The hybrid model didn't just match the performance of a pure transformer on that needle and haystack retrieval. It actually beat the pure transformer by almost 10 full percentage points.
And it did that while maintaining the massive linear efficiency for the bulk of the processing pipeline.
Which is wild.
The hybrid approach perfectly balances the fundamental strengths of both paradigms. The Mamba 3 layers handle the heavy lifting of continuous sequence processing and state tracking incredibly efficiently, keeping compute costs low.
And the periodic self-attention layers act as an explicit high-fidelity memory retrieval mechanism precisely when the model needs to recall a specific granular detail from the distant past. This is exactly why this matters so much for you and your product roadmaps. You no longer have to make a painful compromise. You don't have to choose between the cheap, blazing fast inference of an SSM and the high-fidelity enterprise-grade recall of a transformer. By utilizing these hybrid architectures, you can actually have both.
It's the best of both worlds.
So what does this all mean for the industry? We are clearly witnessing a massive structural shift in how foundational AI models are built. The era of the pure monolithic transformer that burns through your entire compute budget on quadratic math is making way for something vastly more sophisticated.
We are definitely seeing an evolution.
We are moving toward continuous time ODE solutions that mathematically eliminate error accumulation, like we saw with EFLA's rank one breakthrough. And we are moving toward inference optimized hybrid architectures that squeeze every possible drop of performance out of our physical hardware, like we saw with Mamba 3's MIMO implementation.
It's a fundamental rethinking of the stack.
If you are allocating GPU budget for the next year or designing the architecture for an AI product stack right now, you really need to look at your workloads and ask yourself, are you unnecessarily burning resources on quadratic attention for tasks that an exact error-free linear model or a smart hybrid could handle in a fraction of the time and at a fraction of the cost?
This raises an important question, and it's something I think everyone in this space should be mulling over as these technologies mature. If models utilizing EFLA's architecture can perfectly capture continuous time dynamics without any degrading error accumulation, and hybrid models like Mamba 3 can manage long-term, high-fidelity recall so efficiently what happens when we stop treating our AI interactions as isolated temporary chat sessions.
That's a profound thought.
If the mathematical state never explodes and the computational memory cost remains completely constant, could these error-free, continuous models be the architectural key to true, always-on, lifelong learning agents?
Wow.
Imagine an enterprise agent that processes an infinite stream of data, like a continuous audio and video feed of your entire work week, or a live, never-ending feed of global financial transactions. It could learn and update its internal state perpetually without ever needing its context window cleared or its memory reset.
That is a wild yet entirely plausible future based on the mathematics and engineering we are reading today. It completely changes the paradigm of what an AI assistant is actually capable of being in our daily lives. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the bleeding edge of sequence modeling. Keep questioning your tech stack, keep exploring the research, and we will see you on the next one.